So our text this morning comes from the first letter to Timothy, and I would just want to begin by saying that, one, this letter is attributed to Paul, although we imagine maybe not Paul, but somebody in the Pauline tradition. Unlike some of the other letters that are attributed to Paul because of similar language and similar themes, the understanding is perhaps this writer borrowed Paul's name in order for people to listen to them, that Paul had some authority and some experience, and people would pay attention if they thought this was a letter from Paul. But I kind of imagine now that we accept it as a letter with value because of the important things that it speaks to. And one of the commentators, one of the scholars, suggested that Timothy can be summed up into one phrase, which is that this is the author trying to tell us how we are called to live as members of the household of God. So it is a reminder. We got sound? I lose sound. It is a reminder that we have already been gathered in to this household, and that there are certain expectations about the way we live with one another and the way we live in the world. Not so unlike our own mission statement, which is, touched by grace, we live differently. So listen for these words from the letter to Timothy. As for those in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainties of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides, who provides us with everything for enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that is really life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Great and living God, we do thank you for this time to gather as your people and to enter into your word and to be guided by your Spirit. Open our hearts and minds and lives to the good things you have for us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I don't know how many of you noticed that last week I was feeling a little down. I was feeling a little overwhelmed is a better word. There was a lot going on in the world that seemed to be going wrong. There was a lot of sense that we don't seem to be getting better as humanity. We seem to be falling backwards. There was also a sense that sometimes the church doesn't respond as I would like it to, or even as I think is part of the gospel. And, you know, so I was feeling kind of blue. So I took the dog out for a walk, which is usually good for me. Good for the dog, but good for me also. And I took the dog out for a walk at night. And of course, I look up and the stars are amazing. You know, the trees have all kind of shed their leaves. And now suddenly I can see this glorious sky. And it just kind of overwhelmed me. These bright spots of light and the beauty of the sky. And I have to say that the sky here in Chicago is not quite as amazing as other places I've been. When you go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina and you go out onto the island in between the towns, there are no lights whatsoever and there are very few in the town. And there are like millions of stars. I mean, it's just overwhelming how much. And it reminded me that when it gets darkest is when you can see more stars. Right? So I'm reminded that even in the midst of some kind of dark and depressing days that we seem to be experiencing in our country and around the world, there are these glimmers of light that break in. So I'm thankful today for dark skies and lots of stars. I also went home yesterday after we had all gathered here to remember Joan and give thanks for the life of Joan and tell some wonderful stories about Joan. It was really a celebration. I know we're going to miss Joan. There's a sadness there, but we can remember the beauty of the person that she was to us and use that as we move forward. But when I went home, I collapsed in my chair after walking the dog, because I have to walk the dog. I collapsed into my chair and thought, what a week. Good thing that's over. And then I remembered it wasn't Sunday and that I had to be back here today. But what I want to say to you is when I collapsed into my chair, though tired from a really busy week, I felt good. I felt really good. And I want to share with you the things that helped me to be thankful and to feel better. First was Monday, when we all gathered to do Grace Cafe. Pastors sometimes have trouble, you know, getting the kudos they need in their ministry because they don't always see the results. You know, they don't always see that their word is having an impact or that their ministry is making a difference, you know. And so I like these kinds of events that we have at church where we do something really physical, and it gets me out of my head a bit, and you can see the results immediately. All you had to do was look around the room and see the number of folks from our community, over, I think, 100 or so, at our community, having a meal together and chatting with each other. And they were standing at the door at, I think, 4:30 to come in. They were so ready for this time together and for the meal that was offered. And they couldn't say thank you enough for the wonderful meal that we had and for us opening our church to them. But that wasn't all that made me feel good. There was also what was happening in the kitchen and behind the tables as I saw people in this congregation working with each other and chattering with each other and joking with each other and sharing with each other. There was a certain energy and goodwill that was happening and going on there. And I thought, wow, this is what the church is all about. I said, thank you, God, for a church that reaches out into the community to feed people, and better yet, that has a good time while they're doing it. Now, Trish may argue with me about how good a time it was, because she was the one all stressed. But I think she had a good time. I mean, I think there was a feeling afterwards. How many people helped with Grace Cafe? Did you feel it too? In the midst of what was going on, kind of this, maybe not Liz so much. but that feeling of sitting down exhausted, knowing that you've done something really good, and people truly benefited from it. And it was a needed thing, but more than it being needed, it was a good thing. Right? So I want to be thankful for all of you that helped with Grace Cafe this week, because it was a good thing that you did. Then later in the week, a little angel stopped by my office to check in with me to see if I was doing okay. And I was reminded again about how caring and attentive this congregation is to each other. And when you all arrived yesterday to surround Lee and his family with your love and your prayers and your stories, I was reminded again about how important the church is in our lives, both inside the church and outside the church, how good the church can feel and how good the church can be. And I'm reminded about how the world needs the church and how God uses the church, and I am thankful for the church, right? Timothy is reminding us that the riches we have are beyond the finances that we have. It's not all about the money. It's about the work we do. It's about the generosity of spirit. It's about the sharing of ourselves and our space and our ideas and Timothy reminds us that it's good if you have money to share the money you have. If you read a little further back in the letter, he reminds us that money is sometimes the cause of evil. But money can also be a source of great joy and giving when we share it, right? My sister Nancy, when we would go shopping as kids or in college and stuff like that, during the Christmas season, had a habit of putting money in every Salvation Army box she came across. And then when she would run out of change, she would bump me in the arm and say, "You put something in." And it got to be a joke with us. We could not pass one of these red buckets without making sure that we put something in the bucket. Now, it was probably not all that much money, because usually it was whatever change was left over from our shopping that we threw in the bucket. We didn't have big bills to put in there, I assure you. But there was something, I don't know, that we were feeling whenever we did that. I mean, it was fun. We were having a good time. The fun was being with my sister, but the fun was also in contributing. You need to know my sister Nancy. She can't pass by anybody on the street without contributing something to them. Kind of thing. And if you're with her, then she's going to make you do the same. So I was looking up online whether there really is any benefit to giving. And I discovered there is. Okay? They've done a lot of studies about people giving. And the people who give, one, have a tendency towards more happiness. There's something that happens with us when we are giving and sharing and contributing to other people. We feel good about it, right? Whether it's a lollipop, or it's a chicken dinner, or it's some words of condolence. You know, not only does it have a positive impact on the person we're contributing to, it has a positive impact on us. We are somehow changed by those actions, right? And generosity has always been a part of this church. Since I got here, we have always been gathering money and objects and things and such to care and attend to each other. But I think that's also why this church has kind of a joyous nature. Because there's something that happens that transforms you all in the process. I think this is the love of God working through you. You know, there's no way that God's love entering into us and going out is not going to have some impact on us on the way out. Studies have shown it can lessen your stress. It can bring your blood pressure down. It could even help with your blood sugar. I think that's because if you share the cookies, then you don't eat as many of the cookies. Right? So this morning, I want to lift you all up as a thanksgiving. I want to lift your generosity and your joy and your sharing and your work as a blessing that God has given to me, but also to this community. And I hope you feel it with each other. How many of you felt that when you were doing Grace Cafe? You were having a good time with each other, right? Even though that was work. I hope you feel that when we go in to move the tables after church. The author writing to Timothy begins by reminding us that it's our new life in Christ that enables us to offer ourselves to others, to open our lives, our hearts, our minds, our spirits to other folks. And in doing that, open ourselves up to more love and blessing. So back to the stars. Even when things are rough, we need to be looking for those little shining lights. And this morning, you are all shining lights. We need to remember in those dark places that sometimes that's the place where God is using us to be a light for someone else. That is when God is inviting us to open ourselves up and to offer ourselves in some way to another, to lift them, to bless them, to heal them, to encourage them. Yes? And in so doing, we open ourselves up to that glorious, joyful feeling of God's love and God's blessing. Amen?